to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. And I want to talk about Easter. I was thinking this week, after we had Easter last week, and I was thinking about what I want to talk about today, and I thought, well, the pastor won't mind if I preach this again. So I want to talk about resurrection power. Amen. Amen. And so Ephesians chapter 1, you can read the Pew Bible in front of you if you want. I'll be reading from the NIV. I'll be preaching from the St. James Version, but I'll read from the NIV. Paul says, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head over everything to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way." Awesome truth. This would be a good prayer for you to pray over yourself. Just read through here and kind of paraphrase it according to how it fits for you. But pray those words of prayer. Verse 17, "Father, I thank you that Jesus Christ is Lord in my life, and he's giving me the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that I may know him better." So you can pray those kind of prayers. People have told me over the years, "Well, I get bored praying. I just run out of things to talk about." Well, I find that difficult to believe, given all the stuff that goes around, that, you know, we ever run out of things to pray, but some people do. And so take the Bible. Take different verses in the Bible and just pray those verses. That's a powerful way to articulate God's will for your life. Remember what Jesus said. He said, "Pray that God's kingdom will come, his will be done," where at? In earth. Did you wake up this morning and realize that you're still on earth? That means where you live. Amen? I was thinking last week, after I made a statement during my sermon, and it kind of stayed with me, and I kind of followed up a little bit in this particular text. Statement I made last week is that that Easter Sunday is not about an empty tomb any more than the death of Jesus on the cross is about a cross. Those were the instruments that God used to facilitate death, burial, and resurrection. But it's about Jesus. Amen. He was the one who died. It's about Jesus. He was the one who was raised from the dead. So it's about a Jesus who died for our sin. It's about a Jesus who was raised from the dead. Now, I had the opportunity a year ago, as most of you know, to go to Israel. And when I got there to Golgotha's hill, there were no crosses up there. Crosses have been dead and gone for thousands of years. And then we left there. We went around the seeming like a block, and there was a tomb. And we went down and we walked in the tomb. And this was the tomb they said that Jesus was raised from. And I will admit that it's. Of course, the whole time you're there, There's just an emotional connection that you have with everything. There are probably nothing that has been imprinted upon my memory and my emotions any more than when I was in